Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As we launch here into the second hour of the show, tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with another internationally based story. Website is good.is, good.is. To deal with young criminals, Northern Ireland has been experimenting with something they call the Youth Conference. Instead of sending kids who commit assault, theft, or motoring offenses to a prison, the government sends them to a meeting. There, the young troublemaker is asked to give an account of the offense, and the victim, who is usually present, is invited to ask questions and describe the effects of the crime. They then decide...
Man, I think that that's great.
So far, well, I haven't even finished this.
I feel that our judicial system, especially when it comes to young people, and young people commit the lion's share of the crimes in the United States.
It's true. I'm not sure that that's necessarily fair.
What do you mean?
Are you talking about just violent offenses?
I'm talking about just offenses they get caught for.
That they get caught for, maybe.
Yes. Well, that people get caught for. Those are committed by
because kids are stupid about the way they commit crimes.
They're stupid, and they don't have as much to lose and that sort of thing.
And they haven't learned all the lessons of life and that kind of thing. And I think that...
If they don't understand respecting others. Many kids don't... They just haven't gotten out into the world, and if they don't have anything that... if no one's counting on them for anything and they haven't learned those lessons, then it's likely they're going to make some mistakes and break stuff and hurt people.
And I think that having them confront their victim and having the victim tell them, like, this is how it was for me. This is what you did and how it affected me. And I think I just think it'll be so much more effective than a lot of the things that get done.
Rather than just having a judge wag their finger at them and...
The judges don't care.
Yeah.
They really don't. I mean, it's in and out.
Some of them might care.
They may care, but I'm sorry. They don't look like they care from up there.
Yeah.
Having the victim stand there and say, look, this is what happened to me. Perhaps standing there with a black eye if it was an assault or whatever. You have to, that person has to stand there in front of other people because, the human animal is a gregarious animal. And the thing that they hate most is ostracism from other humans. If you stand in
social
a
social animal,
that's what gregarious sort of means, talkative and interactive. If they have to stand there in front of a whole bunch of other people, and that's what's in a courtroom, and they confront their victim, and essentially the assumption is they have to act in a contrite fashion. If they don't, the punishment's probably going to really stink after that. So I think it's great.
Well, there's more.
Yeah, good.
After they have again been invited to ask questions and describe the effects of the crime, the victim is present, invited to ask questions and describe the effects of the crime. They then decide together, with the help of a professional coordinator, one might call that an arbitrator, on a plan to make things right. This usually means doing unpaid restorative work and giving a face-to-face apology. You might think this lets wayward teens off easy if all they have to do is apologize and do a little manual labor. But a new report on the effectiveness of these youth conferences just came out, and the results are remarkable. According to the report, more than 5,500 meetings between victims and offenders have taken place in Northern Ireland since 2003.
5,500.
That's correct.
That's big enough for a sample.
Yeah, and that's just in, just this one country, Northern Ireland. Some 38% of 10 to 17-year-olds participating in the scheme in Northern Ireland in 2006 reoffended within a year, compared to 71% of those given custodial terms.
So it's 71 versus what?
38.
Wow. So it's
that's
almost,
significant.
Yeah, almost double.
The percentage of those reoffending where restorative justice was used instead of prosecution was 28. So the percentage of those reoffending in this system, this new system of restitution, they call it restorative justice, instead of a prosecution was 28%. In a report.
And it makes perfectly good sense to me because... In the regular system, you really don't confront your victim. The victim isn't made whole, and it's a system that victimizes the victim again.
It's true,
and it doesn't really do much for the perpetrator. The idea of a penitentiary is probably You know, in the past, maybe it was the idea was to give a person time to step away from their life and feel bad about what they did and that kind of thing. But I think that, you know, you'll get far more of that by confronting the person who was harmed.
More to the story here. According to this, the report, the PRT said many victims were found to actually prefer the experience of participating in a restorative justice meeting as opposed to attending court. In Northern Ireland, the system has turned out to be better than prison in every way. It reduces recidivism, saves the public the expense of locking a kid up,
which is huge,
and victims actually like it better. There's now talk of expanding the system to England and Wales. We should be adopting this approach in America and expanding it to other kinds of crime as well. Our prison system is at a breaking point, and revenge is overrated. And I think this is really encapsulates what we've talked about quite a bit on this very program, and as many liberty-minded thinkers have been putting out there for a long time. Restitution makes sense. It makes the victims as whole as possible. And then there's a scale, right? I mean, if a kid's outside of your house and they're cracking the baseball bat and a ball goes through your window, that's something you can be made completely whole on. If someone murders your little girl, well, you're never going to be made completely whole on that. But at least with restitution, there's some sort of effort made in that direction as opposed to just putting somebody in a cage who, you know, it may have been an accident. It may have been something that they are sorry that they did. Not everybody is a vicious Charles Manson, no remorse kind of killer. You know?
And it's easier to dehumanize the perpetrator when you don't stand face to face with them. And it's easier for the perpetrator to forget the victims when they don't stand face to face.
Right.
And the system here in the United States doesn't care. Doesn't act like it cares one whit about the victims, even though they try their very best and all that other stuff, but it just doesn't.
This is the system, this restorative justice, as they're calling it here. This is the true compassionate option. This is the one that gives the victim the ability to be made whole or as darn close as possible to being made whole, given whatever the circumstances are. And it's also the system that treats the offender with compassion as well. It treats them like a human being and understands that humans make mistakes and that humans should be given the opportunity to make good and should be given the opportunity to do right. And this is the one where, like you were saying, Mark, if somebody's just sitting in a jail cell, that's where you're going to get even more angry at the world. You have even less to lose when you get out of jail at that point. And no wonder there are so much recidivism.
And it takes a much more callous and cold-hearted person to go out and commit the same crime after you've stood in front of somebody and said you're sorry, and you know, in front of dozens of people, and then had to do work and labor to make that person whole. And
that's humbling.
It absolutely is. When you stand there in front of the judge and they give you whatever sentence, you'd be like, whatever, I'm going to prison. I'm
a
tough guy.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, it doesn't. It's a completely different dynamic.
It just makes me wonder. What I would really like to hear about are some personal stories. I mean, we've got statistics here, 38% 10 to 17-year-olds reoffended within a year compared to 71% given jail terms. I mean, the statistics are great, but I'd love to hear some personal stories about, and I can imagine what it might be like for some people, where because it's a humbling experience to have to hear about what the damage was that you caused and to actually go and spend your time and effort and maybe your money making your victim whole again, maybe there are some great stories out there about the person who did the victimizing actually coming to a level of understanding with their victim and maybe even making up. And I would love to hear about somebody becoming great friends with the person that they ended up victimizing. I mean, I can imagine that of all the cases out there, something like that would be possible. That's something that can happen, I think, in a restorative justice system where you get to connect with your victim on some level of, you know, some human level, as opposed to being completely separated from them, going into a court, staying separated from them, and sitting in a jail cell for however many days. I mean, having that human contact and knowing how you harmed another person, I think, can make a difference. So, 800-259-9231. I'll see if I can dig up a little more info on this this particular program. Also, take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com, features including our wiki. With over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. Head over there. Get interactive. It's completely free. It's wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're looking to hook yourself up with some gold and silver, you can do it over at gold.freetalklive.com. You can grab the Walking Liberty half. It's a great coin for the beginner investor and those that want some usable silver should a monetary collapse occur. It's widely accepted as one of the most beautiful ever made and served our grandparents well for more than 40 years. You can get them over at silver or gold. Either way, silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com takes you to the same place. You can also dial 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. And by the way, the shipping on these is the same price for one coin as it is for 20 or
It really depends. It depends on how big the coin is and that kind of thing. I know I got 28 Walking Liberty halves for the same price that I would have if I had just bought one.
Yeah.
So it's best to buy them in bulk. You know, numbers like 20 or 28 or whatever. You just find out what that number is. And if you don't have enough money to buy 28 now, they have a layaway plan. If you just call that 800 number and you can just lay it away until, you know, you pay weekly or bi-weekly whenever you get your paycheck until it's done, and then they'll ship it off to you, and then you do it again. It's a great little investment program.
It's gold.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist. Are you in Texas still, Gene?
Nope, back in Tennessee.
Back in Tennessee. All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the underwear bomber.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
You probably are going to not like it because I think it's a conspiracy, but then I'm a conspiracy kind of guy.
What do you mean?
And I know how much you love conspiracies, so
all right.
I figured I'd run it by you.
Yeah, I don't think we've heard any conspiracies on this one yet, so go ahead.
I have.
Not on this show.
It's pretty darn, if you read all of the news reports, and I read several of them, and it gets pretty fishy when you hear that some guy was videotaping the entire flight, and he was apparently paying some attention to the guy who is the underwear bomber.
Mm-hmm.
And it is conveniently timed in such a way that it's just about when they're trying to push this full body scanner, you know, this thing that strips you naked. Everybody probably has heard of this machine. And, you know, it basically takes away all sense of privacy because when you walk into this scanner, this backscatter radiation scanner or whatever it's called, it basically takes a picture of you without your clothes on.
Yeah, it's like a picture of you blue, without naked and blue.
Well, because they're releasing the images that are detoned, you know, but apparently this machine is capable of full resolution images of your body or your naked.
If they can make you blue, they can make you any color.
Yeah, well, they can make pictures. And, you know, they're going to use it on your 9-year-old daughter and all this stuff, and people are going to accept this now because of this underwear bomber. Now, they say he was trained in Yemen. Okay, fine. They've been trying to get us involved in Yemen for a long time, so now this guy just conveniently pops up. The fact that he had this underwear bomb made out of supposedly PTFN, which is a very high explosive device, and yet he was too incompetent, he was too big of a boob to get the thing to do anything but start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
None of it makes any sense at all. And why wait till the last half hour of the flight? Well, the only people that are benefited by this is, of course, the government. So you got to look at the old expressions, cui bono, or who benefits. Certainly the bomber's not benefiting by this, this thing. Al-Qaeda's not benefiting. The only people that are benefiting is the federal government and their big, their big budget program.
The bomber would have benefited if they would have gone off in the way that he wished to benefit, assuming that it was
actually
true.
If the bomb had gone off mid-flight, he wouldn't have benefited because this is the best scenario possible for the bomb to misfire and cause minimal damage. Because if he had succeeded in blowing the flight up over the ocean, the plane would have disappeared. There would have been no evidence of what happened, just like that other plane that disappeared over the ocean a couple months back. And that one may very well have been a bomb. We don't know. But there are so many ways to bring down an airliner without putting this backscatter clothes stripping machine out there. Because when I worked with the physics department at NTF in Nevada, there was a guy there, a physics professor, told me that there are chemicals that you can mix together in a balloon and swallow into your stomach, and 4 hours later, boom, big explosion.
Wow.
So there is absolutely no way you're going to stop somebody if they're truly desiring to blow that plane up.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's true.
First of all, a shoulder-fired missile would take down any airliner, either at landing or takeoff, and then it would be the plane would crash in a populated area and cause even more damage. Now, how hard would it be to smuggle some Stinger missiles over the border through Mexico?
Wouldn't be hard.
It's not hard at all. It's a piece of cake. So all of this stuff is nothing more than theater. And if somebody wants to take down an airliner, they're going to come down.
Okay.
So the only thing that benefits is to have a bungled attempt, and that way it scares everybody into accepting all these additional controls.
So are you suggesting that this guy, how would you suggest me to just conspiratorially make something up for me here? Why would this guy go and bungle things for the U.S. federal government's
and
benefit?
Burn his crotch off?
Well, you know, there's a number of possibilities, and you know, I did hear Alex today who proposed that this guy was, could have been set up as an idiot dupe who's going along with a undercover operation, a training op, you know, where he's being told that he's going to be helping to test the responsiveness of the field marshal or the fire marshals or whatever, the air marshals, and these kind of things.
Well,
and
why wouldn't you just pick somebody who wanted to blow up a U.S. airliner and tell them, here's a bomb, go blow it up? I mean, there's plenty of those people out there, so.
Well, because they don't want it to be successful. You see,
well,
like
if they sabotage the device, then that wouldn't be an
issue. If they were successful and the plane landed, you know, crashed in the middle of the ocean, they wouldn't have the big push that they have now. So it has to be an unsuccessful attempt, which means that he had to be set up with a defective device.
Right, that's what Gene's saying. So yeah. You're saying that that you believe that he was given a defective device, but he believed that he was going to do the job for real, that his handlers essentially were working in the favor of the government because they knew this would allow them to implement new security measures. You know, again, it comes back to my big issue with the conspiracy theories is that, well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do, regardless of what the truth is, right?
It matters just because we need to know what they're doing, and they're trying to get people tricked into accepting this garbage.
Well, they don't have to really trick everybody. They're just going to push it on. I mean, how would Americans reject it in the first place, even if they didn't believe the story?
Through rioting.
That's going to happen sometime soon in this country.
They could have not bothered with the bomb then.
Thanks, Gene. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Caro Stove. CaroStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CaroStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features there, by the way, include stuff like our archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. The archives, by the way, completely free, going back for an entire year, right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
And go check out internobs.com. They've been a sponsor of the show for quite some time. I got my knobs and accessories from internobs.com, and husbands, you can save a lot of money by going there. You can go check the big box stores, find the ones that your wife wants, but don't buy until you go to internobs.com. There's a coupon code for FTL. You can save quite a percentage there. It's 11%, and it's internobs.com. INTERKNOBS. Internobs.com.
All right. So we continue here. You can dial in about anything. We just got off the phone with Gene, the Christian anarchist, and he was suggesting that a conspiracy theory of what happened with this underwear bomber guy. He believes that he may have been a government plant, well, an unwitting government plant, somebody who was working for the government without knowing they were working for the government, and that he went and tried to set this bomb off, and the government people knew that it wasn't a bomb that was going to actually explode. They knew it was going to fail, and therefore it would give them the excuse to bring in the full-body scanners, which... Okay, yeah, they are pushing for the full-body scanners, but the rest of that is all speculation.
It could. I guess that could be what happened, but it seems more plausible to me that it was somebody who actually intended to blow up an airliner and simply failed at it. I mean, it's not that easy to make an explosive device, I wouldn't think, unless you actually knew what you were doing, especially if you're making a sophisticated one. It's not just, a piece of pipe with some fuse sticking out of it.
You know, you'd think that if you were going to be a suicide bomber, that you would really spend some time
getting it right.
Getting it right and getting the bomb correct so that you'd blow up, it'd blow up properly, it'd blow up as many people as possible. It'd kill you because you certainly don't want to survive one of these things. You would think that if you're this is your death or dismemberment that we're talking about here, that you'd study for this test and you'd get the 100%. I mean, this isn't the test that you want to get 70% on. I mean, get it right if you're going to do it. How crazy.
So, yes, they are looking at bringing more of these full-body scanners in to airports across the country. That much is true. But I agree with you, Nick. The most likely story is probably what the case is.
Well, I mean, regardless of what happened, I think Gene's right that the government is using this to their advantage to push new surveillance measures and new civil liberties restrictions. I don't really care to speculate whether this guy was working for the government or not. It seems more likely to me it was just somebody who wanted to blow up a U.S. airliner. It seems like there are plenty of people out there who are mad at the U.S. government, and they're willing to lash out violently.
It doesn't even if it's true what Gene is saying, and that it was the government that put him up to it without him knowing it was the government doing it, then it still doesn't make me love the government any less. I mean, they're already bad guys, and we already know they have evil intentions as far as controlling people is concerned. I mean, they believe they're doing the right thing.
I'm not going to refer to Gene specifically, but there are some people out there who have you believe that everything bad that has happened, every mass shooting and act of terrorism that has happened to the United States or to U.S. nationals in the last 20 years, every single one of them was a government setup. So apparently there are no real terrorists. I mean, there's not even one that just happened. It was just some low nutter. No, it's like
you can't have a good old act of nature, a hurricane, without some of the conspiracy theorists coming out of the woodwork and saying
there are theories about Katrina,
right?
A government setup.
Right. It was HAARP in Alaska. They're controlling the weather. The government can't do anything right except create a tropical storm that turns into a Cat 5 hurricane and wipes out a southern metropolis. I mean, they can do that right, but they can't do anything else effectively, efficiently, in comparison to the free market. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I was watching Rob Menard's, some of his videos. He's still the guy from thinkfree.ca. Probably should get him on the show again. It's been a while since we've had him on. But he's got his YouTube channel, and he put one up recently where he was talking about the balance between knowledge and or information and your ability to process it. And he was talking about how a lot of the conspiracy people essentially have this they have a lot of ability to process, but they don't have much knowledge. So they just kind of fill in all the gaps with, you know, they're thinking. They just think up stuff, and they, I know this and this, so let me presume all of these other things. And that's kind of what's going on here. Okay, we know that the government is using this as an excuse to increase their security apparatus, so therefore it must have been the government that created the problem in the first place.
And of course, but the people in the government say never let a good crisis go by. I mean, we've heard that. There's going to be crises. There's going to be things that go on. Even if you could, even if there were no, the government weren't doing any false flag operations, there'd still be opportunities for them to increase their grip.
Yeah. So anyway, so keep an eye out the airports for more security measures. They're going to just drive more people away from the airline business. That much is for certain. Because I know I already don't want to be on the airplanes in this country, and these new changes, you can't even get up out of your seat in the last hour of a flight now, stuff like that, that's going to drive even more people out. And, of course, that may result in more airlines going out of business and more consolidation, which will result in poorer service, and, oh, boy, it's a bad time. Anyway, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Paul Craig Roberts, we haven't shared anything from him on the show in a long time, and they had a story over at LouRockwell.com that I think ties in here. Obama's dwindling band of true believers has taken heart that their man has finally delivered on one of his many promises, the closing of the Guantanamo prison. But the prison's not being closed, it's actually being moved to Illinois, if the Republicans permit. In truth, Obama has handed his supporters another defeat. Closing Guantanamo meant ceasing to hold people in violation of our legal principles of habeas corpus and due process, and ceasing to torture them in violation of U.S. and international laws. All Obama would be doing would be moving 100 people, against whom the U.S. government is unable to bring a case, from the prison in Guantanamo to a prison in Thompson, Illinois. Are the residents of Thompson despondent that the U.S. government has chosen their town as the site on which to continue its blatant violation of U.S. legal principles?
Probably not.
No, in fact, the residents are happy. It means jobs. The hapless prisoners had a better chance of obtaining a release from Guantanamo. Now the prisoners are up against two U.S. senators, U.S. representative, a mayor, and a state governor who have a vested interest in the prisoners' permanent detention in order to protect the new prison jobs in the hamlet devastated by unemployment. Neither the public nor the media have ever shown...
Many of these sort of backwoodsy towns, that's their only source of revenue.
The jail?
The prisons, the state prisons. Yeah. It's because they tend to put state prisons in more depressed areas in the state, and that's what, you know, they get the these folks to work there, and that's it for jobs.
Yeah, good luck taking away these prisoners after the union gets started up, right? The Corrections Officers Union?
Yeah, of course they have one.
Neither the public nor the media have ever shown any interest in how the detainees came to be incarcerated. Most of the detainees were unprotected people who were captured by Afghan warlords and sold to the Americans as terrorists in order to collect a preferred bounty. It was enough for the public and the media that the defense secretary at the time, Donald Rumsfeld, simply declared the Guantanamo detainees to be the 780 most dangerous people on Earth. The vast majority have been released after years of abuse. The 100 who are slated to be removed to Illinois have apparently been so badly abused that the U.S. government is afraid to release them because of the testimony the prisoners might give to human rights organizations and foreign media about their mistreatment. Now, the British allies are showing more moral conscience than Americans are able to muster. Former PM Tony Blair, who provided cover for Bush's illegal invasion of Iraq, is being damned for his crimes by UK officialdom, testifying before the Chilcot Inquiry. The London Times on December 14th summed up the case against Blair in a headline, "Intoxicated by power, Blair tricked us into war." 2 days after the British First Post declared, "War crime case against Tony Blair now rock solid." In an unguarded moment, Blair let it slip that he favored a conspiracy for war regardless of the validity of the excuse, weapons of mass destruction, used to justify the invasion. The movement to bring Blair to trial as a war criminal is gathering steam. There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. The question, or the story here from Paul Craig Roberts, have Americans traded freedom for security? You betcha. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am, too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away. Similar to Nick and his website at freemindsmedia.com. Is it .com?
Sure. .com. That'll work.
Okay, great. You guys have been working on getting your website back up and running. You had some major issues that you'd ran into there for a few weeks, but it's back, right? I mean, it's not up to 100%, but it is back.
It's back, and you can get the archives of the radio show and the TV show over there.
FreeMindsMedia.com. You can get Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio free. And you can subscribe to the podcast for the you guys podcast the audio for the TV?
We do that as well. The TV show is also a podcast on iTunes, so you can sign up and listen to it over there.
It's great. More liberty-oriented content cranked out weekly. And, of course, you can also listen to them over at the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com. But you guys going to start blogging again soon?
Hopefully. That's the next piece of the website that needs to come back.
All right, cool. Looking forward to it.
But the video and the audio is really what was important.
Sure.
The TV show and the radio show are kind of our, the main focus of our efforts over there. So it'll be nice to get the blogs back up. I don't have a set time to give people on that, but we'll work them back in. But for right now, you can get all the audio, all the video you want over there at freemindsmedia.com.
Freemindsmedia.com. As we continue with Paul Craig Roberts over at lewrockwell.com, he is, his story, have Americans traded freedom for security? Well, yeah, they've made the trade, but what they don't realize is they haven't really gotten what they were expecting.
Well, I mean, we haven't become much more safe than
no.
we would be.
No, it's certainly not because of any of the government's efforts, as we've been pointing out.
That we're less safe, and that's where I come down on it, is that...
Because of the illusion.
Because of the illusion, and also because the war on terror, was... A lot of bad things were done to people around the world. We invaded two countries as a result, as part of this war on terror, and I think it created a lot more ill will that didn't exist prior to that, towards the United
Absolutely.
States. So I think we're at greater risk of terrorist attacks in the future because of actions the U.S. has taken abroad supposedly to combat terrorism. That is allegedly what motivated the recent attempted bombing was the U.S. backing air raids in Yemen. We haven't invaded Yemen, but we were meddling there and we were helping to coordinate air raids where people were dying.
People die, and that angers people, and when you kill everybody's family, or you kill someone's family, they don't really have anything else to lose, so why not go blow themselves up?
And they know that they can't do anything about their government, getting their government destabilized in their country to get rid of those people until they get rid of the United States, who's backing them up with,
the
most powerful military in history, and the world reserve currency.
So Paul Craig Roberts continues, talking about how it looks like they may actually be bringing Tony Blair up on war crimes charges.
I'll believe it when I see it, but I don't think that it's going to result in anything particularly good.
No.
I mean, what's going to happen? Tell me what good is going to happen if Tony Blair goes to prison for war crimes.
It's not going to bring anybody else back to life.
No, and I don't think it's going to stop. It's not going to stop politicians from lying to get us into wars, I don't think, but, you know.
Nonetheless, he points out that some of the news media is saying the first post, Neil Clark reporting, there's widespread contempt for Blair, who's made millions, his reward for the, from the Bush regime, while Iraqis die in their hundreds of thousands due to the havoc unleashed by the illegal invasion, and who, with breathtaking arrogance, seems to regard himself as above the rules of international law. Clark notes that the West's practice of shipping Serbian and African leaders off to the war crimes tribunal while exempting itself is wearing thin. In the U.S., of course, there's no such attempt to hold account Bush, Cheney, Condi Rice, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, and the large number of war criminals that comprise the Bush regime. Indeed, Obama...
What did Condi Rice do? She didn't get us into the war, did she? She took over for Colin Powell. I mean, she may have made some some apologetic statements in the sense that she was explaining why we went to war, but I don't think that she didn't get us there.
She's just another gang member. Anyway, indeed, Obama, whom Republicans love to hate, has gone out of his way to protect the Bush cohort from being held accountable. Here in great moral America, we only hold accountable celebrities and politicians for their sexual indiscretions. Tiger Woods is paying a bigger price for his girlfriends than Bush or Cheney will ever pay for the deaths and ruined lives of millions of people. And I think that's a pretty sad and accurate statement.
Yeah, it's true.
Tiger Woods got front page headlines for a week or two solid, basically.
I mean, it's still a big news story.
But it was a top news story for the longest time, yet these politicians murder people on a regular basis, and it's just, that's just business as usual.
That's what they do, and people expect it.
So he points out that the consulting company Accenture PLC, which based its marketing program on Tiger Woods, has removed Woods from its website. Gillette announced the company's dropping Woods from its print and broadcast ads. AT&T says it is reevaluating the company's relationship with Woods. Apparently, Americans regard sexual infidelity as far more serious than invading countries on the basis of false charges and deception, invasions that have caused the deaths and displacement of millions of innocent people. Remember, the House impeached President Clinton not for his war crimes in Serbia, but for lying about his affair with Monica Lewinsky. And I think that's really kind of a statement of how warped Americans are as far as when you're growing up as a young person in America. You can't see sex on television, kids.
Yeah. Sex bad, war good.
But, killing's
getting okay.
Their brains blown out and bombs and all kinds of stuff. Well, that's all just fine. That's your average evening program content.
You know, Americans, I don't know why it is, but they really do get bent out of shape about seeing the people with the pockets and the people with the pokers doing things with each other. And it just doesn't, I don't know, why is it? But they do.
Oh, pockets and pokers. It took me a moment to get that
you're slow.
Innuendo. Okay, so Americans are more upset by Tiger Woods' sexual affairs than they are by Bush and Obama's administration's destruction of U.S. civil liberty. Americans don't seem to mind that their government for the last 8 years has resorted to the detention practices of 1,000 years ago, which is to simply grab a person and throw him into a dungeon forever without bringing charges and obtaining a conviction. That's what they're doing to the guys in Guantanamo.
And they don't care. They will defend it tooth and nail.
They wear T-shirts about it.
Club Gitmo.
Right. According to polls,
disgusting.
Americans support torture, a violation of both U.S. and international law, and Americans don't mind that the government violates the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and spies on them without obtaining warrants from a court. Apparently, the brave citizens of the sole remaining superpower are so afraid of terrorists that they are content to give up liberty for safety, an impossible feat. With stunning insouciance, Americans have given up the rule of law that protected their liberty. The silence of law schools and bar associations indicates that the age of liberty is past. In short, the American people support tyranny. And that's where they're headed.
You know, there was something happened in the Roman Republic. You know, Julius Caesar, the crossing of the Rubicon, whatever. Different people will mark different moments in time. But, you know, something happened that caused the Roman Republic to move towards an emperordom they lost their republic. You know, not that it was the greatest government in the world, well, maybe in the world at that time, but you know, not that it was the greatest ever. But you know, one wonders what's going to happen here. There's going to be the fall of the American Republic. Is nigh. I don't know how close it is, but it's going to happen.
Well, every when will Republic you know?
How will you know?
Couldn't you also say it has already fallen?
Yeah, I would make the argument that it's defunct. I mean, if you're talking about a constitutional republic, it doesn't operate that way.
Doesn't it operate under its constitutional law?
No, so I would make the argument that it is defunct, and it has been for about 100 years. You can always make your argument about where you draw that line, when that happened. Some people go back even further than that, and they go back all the way to the Civil War.
Yeah.
But I would make most people would agree. You know, most people would agree that it is in fact a fallen republic at this point. Would agree by about 1913, somewhere around there.
The IRS and the Federal Reserve.
The IRS and the Federal Reserve. I would say that if you want to draw a line there, that's fine.
They're both good ones.
Yeah.
That one, that line in 1913, and I think the Civil War is a pretty good one too. I mean, if it was a republic, you know, this concept of bringing the different federalist kind of concept of bringing states together and having independent states joining together into a union,
right.
And then preventing them from leaving. Well, that's kind of a big change.
That's kind of where a change occurred, where the government was no longer. The idea was no longer that the government existed to serve the people. It was rather that, you know, the people had to stick around and participate as citizens of the United States, whether they wanted to or thought it was in their best interest or not, because the United States was greater than the good of people in southern states. I'm not arguing that.
So where we are now is just the inevitable consequences of that particular mindset, that change. So I would say I agree with Nick. There's no republic in this country.
I don't know that it ever existed.
Gardner
made a really great argument for Shay's Rebellion and the Whiskey Rebellion the other night. I don't know.
It was never perfect, that's for sure. But I think at some point along the way, it just stopped functioning the way it was ever intended to, not functioning anywhere close to that.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Hour 3's coming up. Enough time for your calls about whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.